now here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
And don't forget our website, philhendryshow.com. Get your backstage pass. It's worth it. Some great audio up there today. There's new audio added every day. Bits and pieces, little sound burps, sound bites, sound slugs from the preceding day's show are there. We also, of course, have our program. You can listen live on demand, live or on demand, or 30 days worth of show archives. Plus, neat little things like our webcast. Yes, our video webcast with a 360-degree technology, all available at philhendryshow.com, and for only $6.95 a month. You gotta be kidding me if you don't run, walk, crawl, take a car, take a train, take a plane to the Phil Hendry website, philhendryshow.com, $6.95 a month. You probably wonder why I keep plugging the site. Well, to be perfectly honest with you, it's because I want to surpass Art Bell's subscription rate. Yes, Art Bell and I have been in a death fight here for the last few months. He is the number one subscribed to site. I'm number two. I have beat Bob and Tom. They're in my dust. They're in my exhaust. But now Art Bell is in my sights, and if I can pass him, then I win the company pool and a brand new Cadillac Escalade. So win me a Cadillac. Sign up. Get my audio today at philhendryshow.com. Here's my pet peeve of the day. You know, I'm really upset there are not enough pictures of Jennifer Aniston on magazine covers. I gotta see more. I gotta see more. Can't I get, at least, can't I just go by a newsstand and see, okay, sure, there's about 50 of them, but I need about 100. One of the things we're going to be featuring on our website in the coming month, celebrity ass. And what we'll do is we'll scour magazines and we'll basically just lift pictures of celebrity female ass, fully clothed, and then you'll have to vote or you'll have to guess whose it is. Whose ass is this? And every day there'll be a new ass. Now, one of the things that is very hard to come by, it's not a whole lot of problem getting a hold of a woman's face. Not a very big problem getting a hold of a photograph of a woman's chest. Women like to show off their breasts in varying degrees. By that I mean if they can work some cleavage in, if they can get into a flattering dress. There's always some positive way that a woman can work in her breasts into a photograph. But the ass is something that doesn't lie. And because of that, you'll never, ever see photographs of a woman's rear end. And one of the problems with that, of course, is that women have long not understood a man's attraction to their ass as opposed to any other body part. They think it is the least flattering part of them. They think it's the part that they've got to hide. How many times have you gone to the beach and seen a woman with a sweater tied around her waist? How many times have we gone to the beach and seen the new style, which is that kind of half skirt that women wear with their bathing suits so as to cover up their big asses when they're getting out of the car? That's, in other words, what we ought to do then. See, that's the equivalent of a guy's big gut. Why don't I just go to the beach in a muumuu? I tell you what I'll do, is I'll come out with the Phil Hendry muumuu for men so that it covers up our big fat stomachs while we're walking from the car to the beach. It's the same thing. If we're not covering up our big fat beer guts, what are you covering up your asses for? You seen that thing with the little dress? They wrap it around the waist to the, and it ties at the side, and they look like they're the Polynesian wives of King Kuamamani or something of the Tonga, of the island kingdom of Tonga. It's a sarong, I'm told. Well, there's something so wrong with that, man. I think you need to just... So what we'll do is we'll have that competition, and we'll give away some prize. I'm not exactly sure which one that is. Our number, by the way, 1-800-449-8686. Tom Brady is the winning quarterback in the Super Bowl, as you know. The winning team, the New England Patriots, Tom Brady made $289,000. And naturally, he is going to ask for more money, and why shouldn't he? The guy is he's the hottest prospect in pro football right now. If that kid isn't worth $10 million a year, I don't know who is. And he's going to demand that he get the money from the New England Patriots, and he'll get it. And how many of us look at that kid and we say, brother, God bless you? How many of us living vicariously through Tom Brady today wish we had the juice, just one moment in our lives, we had the juice to walk into a boss and say, here's what you're going to pay me. Well, can we tell? No, we're not talking. What are you What do you mean? What are we going to talk about? You want to talk to me? You're not talking to me. Here's what you're paying me. Well, Tom, you understand? What, just one more word, and I'm going to the Giants. What do you think of that? Okay, I'm sorry. That's a baby. That's my boy. Here's what you're going to pay me, and I want to see a big, fat smile on your face when you're signing the check. What do you think of that, Mr. Kraft? Yes, sir, Mr. Brady, whatever you want. Yeah. And my agent is Mr. Steinberg. Yes, Mr. Steinberg, that's it. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing. Not because you want to humiliate your boss. It's because you want to be able to have the juice to name your price. That's the dream everyone has. In fact, it's such a wonderful dream. Few people are aware of the possibility in life. Some people just go through life thinking, well, the man says I got to make $8 an hour, $10, $15, whatever's an hour, that's what I make. Very few, I think, are aware that there are moments when you can walk into the boss and urinate on his desk and then say, clean that up. And when you're done cleaning it up, sign this check for $10 million, and the guy will say, yes, sir, Mr. Hendry. Now, there are a few moments, if any at all, in your life when that happens, but Tom Brady of the New England Patriots is basking in that light today. He's basking in that light today. And I think it's tremendous. Kid did a great job. I mean, he didn't just win that football game. He won it in dramatic fashion. He brought them back. Everybody wanted OT. John Madden, for all of the wit and charm he's supposed to have, what was his problem at the end of the game going, well, it looks like we've got OT. How come you're the one they're firing and I'm the one with a drinking problem, Pat? I'd rather have a guy with a drinking problem than a guy who is sitting there sucking on turkey legs in a van because he can't fly. Well, in any event, I digress. It's a neat thing. You see, here's the thing about sports. If I could just, this will only take a minute. This will only take a minute. And this is going to put into perspective what so many have tried to and have failed doing. Everybody says sports is a business. Well, no, it isn't. Oh, yes, it is, Phil. They pay people. No, it isn't. Well, what do you mean, Phil? Well, let me explain to you what I mean. Sports is the only commodity that I know of, the only product that I know of. And if you could think of another one, you let me know. You know how to dial a phone, 1-800-449-8666. It's the only product that I know of where even if it fails as a product, even if it stinks as a product, if it doesn't work the way it's supposed to work, the manufacturer still asks you to pay your money and asks you to have faith that the product will be better someday. Now, I don't know what these guys do for a living, the guys that own NFL teams. You got to understand, owning a sports team isn't how they make their money. They own sports teams because that's a billboard for how they make their money. Patrick Bowlen, the Broncos, a real estate guy. Wayne Huizenga, the Dolphins, this guy's in the rental business. He's in the waste management business. And we can go on and on and on and on. Some guys are in the software, computer software. Some guys are in real estate. Donald Trump, he's not an owner. He was in the USFL. He did construction, okay? What it does is it promotes business. Now, I own a football team, not because I want to make money on football, but because people say, oh, you're Phil Hendry. You're the guy that owns the Portland Assholes. That's right. Well, geez, I think maybe I want to listen to your radio show. Well, thank you very much. You like my team? Not really. If I sold a product like a razor, let's say, and I said, see this razor? Yeah. It's a real piece of crap, but if you'll buy it and keep buying it, someday it'll be better. And I say, okay, I'll buy it. If you say it's going to be better, yes, I swear we're doing everything we can to make that electric razor better. Well, if you say, yeah, come just buy it. So you're asking me to have faith. Yes, I'm asking you to have faith. Well, now what you're doing is you're not talking business to me. You're talking religion. You're talking religion. What are you talking about? I'm supposed to have faith. I'm going to buy a house, right? Yeah, I'm going to buy a house. How's the house? Well, it's a pile of crap. It's rotten, and the kitchen doesn't work, and there's dog crap in the living room. But if you'll buy the house, I promise that I'll make the repairs, and is there something that you'll sign proving? No, I won't sign anything. In other words, I got nothing in writing. I got no proof. I got no warranty. Just on your word and your word alone, I'm going to buy that house, that pile of crap falling down, and it's going to be someday better, according to you, if I just have faith. That's right. Well, sure. I can't pass up a deal like that. You said I sound like an idiot? That's exactly what sports fans do. That's exactly what we do. We transcend the normal business transaction. We move into the world of having faith that the product that we are purchasing someday will be better. And the owners of those teams, those sports enterprises, they also would like us to have faith. So it's gone beyond business. This is now religion, baby. This is like watching Jesus going up to heaven, man. There's no other way of describing it. There's no other way of describing it. And so people say, well, you know, who's that asshole that moved the team to Baltimore? What's his name? Art Modell. He moved the team to Baltimore. And we're supposed to accept that it's business. No, it isn't business. Art Modell operated a football team in Cleveland for years. Never won a Super Bowl. Got close with the AFC title game. It was good some years. It was bad some years. It was great some years. And some years it just plain stunk. And the stadium was a piece of crap, but the fans came out and they watched the team and they had faith, because that's what Mr. Modell and all of his brethren in the NFL want us to have. Faith that someday the team will be better. Faith that someday the team will make the Super Bowl. Faith, in other words, that someday my season ticket that I just had, the money that I laid on my season ticket, is actually going to be worth something. I don't know of any other product in the world that asks you to have faith that it's going to be better someday. And these guys are trying to tell me this is a business? Let me tell you something, man. I was born at night, okay? September 1st, 1952. It wasn't last night. Don't start giving me that. Don't start playing me. I know exactly what I'm doing. I pour my guts out every year. I buy those season tickets. I go to the stadium. I leave my freaking guts on the field. You ain't going to tell me you got some business right to do whatever it is that you want to do. You do not operate a business. Don't you ever think that you operate a business. So all the Bill Bidwills of the world and that scumbag that owns the Seattle Seahawks and who's that other all these guys, the Minnesota Vikings, all these guys that think they're going to move their team to L.A.? I am going to pour a can of gasoline over myself and set fire to myself on opening day if any of you move your team here in the parking lot of the Coliseum. I will wear Buddhist monk robes. I will shave my head. I will shave all body hair. I cross my heart and hope to freaking burn. And right when you guys move your team to the Coliseum in Los Angeles, I will self-immolate. Don't you start chucking and jiving me with your business bullcrap. What you got is you've got a quasi-religious institution that is underwritten in part by the public in much the same way that religion is. They don't pay taxes, and you guys pay damn few. There's no taxation really on a house of worship, and there are certain tax considerations for football stadiums. You guys get public assistance in much the same way that public housing does or that a poor family does. You have transcended any independent business operation. You are in the realm of quasi-religious institution. You guys are driving around. All you cats need are them big, wide, white belts with the buckskin shoes, some kind of a processed pompadour hairdo, and a Cadillac with steer horns on the front, man. That freaking Robert Kraft, I have waited that guy to come out with a marshmallow suit and a Bible. I want to tell you now. New England Patriots. Whoa, yeah. How about that Georgia, man? If she ain't something out of a freaking O.L. Jaggers nightmare, I don't know what is. She comes walking out there with that. She's got a dress, that blue and gold dress, looks like a circus tent. It's religious, man. It's religious. I'm not engaging in hyperbole. I'm not talking about, this is not some symbol. I'm telling you, it's a religion. And I just proved it to you. I just proved it. And you dumbasses are out there buying it. Me right along with you. Yeah, okay, I think I'll go to the ballpark today. Oh, what are you going to do? I'm going to watch the 0-18 team go out and, what the hell are you spending your money? Because maybe someday they'll be better. Maybe someday, do you have that in writing? No, what do you mean do I have it in writing? Well, is there a guarantee that comes with your season ticket that the product that you are witnessing is someday going to be better? Well, no, what are you talking about? Well, any product that I know of, They give me a little written warranty that says that this piece of crap someday is going to be better, or you can come and kick our asses. Oh, gee, no, we don't have that. Why not? Oh, it's football. We're supposed to have faith. Well, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy freaking Spirit. As we say at my house, bless us, O Lord, for these thy gifts, which we are about to receive from thy bounty through Christ our Lord, amen. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Somebody pass the potatoes, please, and get the... All right, anyway. Oh, God. And we're only 15 minutes into this. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Hey, you know, Dennis Franz, you know, the guy on NYPD Blue? We're just looking at him in that Nextel commercial. There's a guy that's never going to be able to play anything but a cop or a mafia, Don, right? Can you imagine him playing a cowboy? Hey, what are you doing with a cow?
I don't know, we got to take...
What are you doing with a cow? Put it back. Well, you don't put the cow back, you put it... Just put it back where it went, huh? Come on, hey. The hell you think this is, huh? I don't think the cow's gonna go over, what is it, Billy?
Watering hole.
Going to a watering hole, whatever the hell that is. Take him over there and I'll see you. Eddie, yeah, you wanna go to lick me and I, like egg cream or something? Sure. Some cat. Boy, that'd be sweet, man. Imagine De Niro as a cowboy. What are you doing? Well, no, sir. I said, what are you doing? I just thought I'd get some coffee. Getting some coffee? You talking to me? You're getting coffee? I got cows over here. You got to go look at the cows. Why don't you go look at them? Well, you mean ride herd on them? I don't get what you mean. Ride herd on them. Just go over and look at the cows. Okay, so anyway, 1-800-449-8686 and our website, philhendryshow.com. You got to get a backstage pass. Otherwise, you're just missing. The better part of life is passing you by. Wayne, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Let's see, funny hairdo, big horns on a white Cadillac, owns a football team that yanked a team out of a town that had been loyal for 30-some-odd years. That's Bud Adams, isn't it?
I don't know.
Houston Oilers are now Tennessee Titans. We were so happy to see him go, you can't believe it.
Oh, okay. All right, thank you. You got a new team down there, so what are you crying about? Greg, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
How you doing, Phil? I couldn't agree with you more about this almost being like a religion.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think in a lot of ways, I mean, part of it is because it's like the late Jim Murray used to say about television, you know, that it was going to make sports like the red light district, because that's what drives a lot of this, is the money. The money's just gotten so much bigger that these guys want to make more of it and more of it and more
of it. Well, wait a minute. What about you buying a ticket for a product that doesn't promise you anything other than maybe they'll be good?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm guilty of it as a fan. I mean,
huh?
And you know, if the one thing that sports really would get from us...
Well, why don't we demand a warranty? Where's the warranty with the ticket? You know, 2004 Super Bowl guaranteed. How about that? Put that on the back of the ticket. I got a warranty when my car, just bought a new car, I got a warranty. I got a washing machine, I got a warranty. With my watch, I get a warranty. Anything. The FDA protects me if I chew bubble gum and I get botulism. But nothing protects me as a sports fan with the ticket that I buy to the event. So what I'm saying is a very simple, it's not a business. And I don't care what the fans think. Look, the fans are going to do what they do. They're going to be just a bunch of lemmings like they always are. And we're going to buy our tickets. We're going to sit there like dumbasses. We're going to get our hearts broken. We're going to get our guts ripped out, just like they were ripped out for 50 years in this town when the Rams were stinking the joint out year in and year out in L.A. Then they're going to St. Louis and they're going to really stink it up. But that's another, story for another day. And what do they care? They don't care because they can get away with it. It's the only business I know that can get away with putting an inferior product on the market, and there's absolutely no protection for the consumer. That's all I'm saying. But nobody's going to do anything about it. Everybody's going to just keep watching the ball games. And, you know, you got a new franchise down there in Houston. Good luck to you with that thing. A franchise expansion team, forget it, man. But, you know, we'll go and we'll watch. And, you know, I bet you next year they'll have Flutie as quarterback. All right. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
This is the Phil Hendry Show, and this is the show where I play the part of different characters, and I interview the character, even though it's me doing the voice of the character. So I interview myself, and then people call in, real people thinking it's a real person, and they talk to the character, and you don't know what I'm talking about, do you? Well, check out our website, or just keep listening. We'll get into some of that later on in the program. If you're good, if you're up to speed on this whole thing, I don't want to confuse any of you. It's a different thing, man. I want to highlight now our, well, he's very cool, our very cool segment. I don't think that we can overstate just how cool Billy Bob Thornton is. I'm sure you all know, huh? Am I right? Come on. You know, when a guy wears one of those director's beanies, this is a moment for all of us to just, you got to step back and say, okay, you got me. Man, you are blowing my doors off. And that girlfriend of his, that Angelina Jolie, man, she must be crazy. Look, get a couple of tattoos. Probably he's got one on the length of his penis or something. And then get yourself one of those director beanies. Wear sunglasses at night. Get yourself a girlfriend who's younger than you and who has a reputation for being kind of nuts. And you are one cool dude. Also, if this doesn't cinch it for him, the guy wears a vial of Angelina Jolie's blood around his neck. Man, just how early do I got to get up in the morning to be all that, like Billy Bob is? Just take your beanie off, okay, and make a movie I can understand. Would you mind? Or is that asking too much? And your girlfriend, looks like they pumped a little too much fat into those lips. Who are you putting on? I bet you she isn't all that crazy at all. I bet you she's pretty normal. And the bloodies wearing around his neck were freaking drippings from some pork chops he got at Vaughn's. It is not her blood at all. Take your beanie off, get your bubba teeth out of your mouth, and make a good movie. How about that? How about that for a concept? And your girlfriend? Yeah, girl interrupted. Pretty good. Next. I mean, anything else you got going on? That was like maybe 2 years ago. Can we get a little something else going here, Angelina? Let's go, baby. That Laura Croft, I didn't see it, but people said it stunk to join out like freaking clearing out subway stations for miles with that thing. And did that movie make any money? See, I understand you got large breasts and big lips. Nobody even went to see that. That director beanie thing, man, that went out with freaking, who's the guy? Cecil B. DeMille. Get out of here with that. I bet she sits in one of those folding chairs that says director on the back of it. Get the beanie off. Get yourself into a regular limousine, not one of those things where some guy like looked like Eric von Stroheim sitting up front, and you're in the little cubicle in the back, and you got the cigar holder, and you're saying, pull over at Schwab's, I want to go get an anal douche. Forget it. So he's very cool. Anyway, I was just looking ahead to a lot of the great movies that are coming out. By the way, Black Hawk Down is still doing Gangbusters business. Excuse me, I have a speech impediment, and I also have some neurological damage from a paint problem I had for a while. I was huffing silver spray paint. That's doing well, as are some other war films. So it looks like 9/11, not only did it not temper our taste for violence, it seems as if it's made us thirst for more. If the box office is to be believed. 1-800-449-8686. Here's Joe on the Phil Hendry Show. Joe?
Hey, I was calling on your rant on the football, the intangible issue there, but I saw an interview with Billy Bob one time. You know who he picked as his favorite actor of all time?
Oh, wait, this ought to be great. Who?
Don Knotts.
Yeah, well, he's so full of crap. You know he doesn't believe that. You know he doesn't believe it.
But,
I guess he figures he's like another Jim Morrison. He's just going to really shock all those squares at the tabloid
right.
press. Got it.
You know, this is probably going to go a little bit to your core, but...
Oh, Don Knotts was actually a very brilliant actor.
He is good.
He's pretty good. I'm just joking.
I'm not, though.
Yeah, okay.
This is going to go against probably what you'd want to hear, but I'll tell you another product that there's no guarantee on and you're buying a total belief in... what you want is advertising.
Well, no, that's not true.
Well, yes, it is.
How do you figure that? You're not laying any money down. You're just listening to an ad.
No. I'm saying when someone purchases ad.
Yeah, when someone purchases advertising.
Yeah,
but you know what?
You're putting your money down there.
No, I don't. Well,
something's going out either over the air in print or whatever, and there's nothing.
That's a good point. Good point. Let me ask you this. I don't buy the ad guaranteeing results. What I'm buying is space in a guy's newspaper or time on his show and the belief that I'm reaching a certain number of people. I know that a certain number of people, if they're listening to this show or reading this newspaper, are going to at least hear my pitch. Although, there's no guarantee that that's going to take place either.
Right, at all.
So what you're saying is, Henry... You dumbass.
That is what I'm saying.
Well, I don't know. I still think that anybody that purchases airtime or ad space in a magazine or a newspaper is doing so not with any belief that it guarantees results in terms of people coming through the doors of the store. I don't think people are that naive. People who buy tickets to a sports team, though, I think believe that at some point that team is going to perform in terms of a winning percentage.
That's wrong. Horrible. And people went to see him, but they knew what they were getting.
What were the Buccaneers advertising?
They absolutely knew they were going to go see that team lose.
What do the Buccaneers advertise? What do they advertise? What are the Buccaneers, or any football team for that matter? What do they sell?
I don't get your question.
All right. Well, I'm do they not say exciting NFL football? Don't they say watch the Buccaneers as they shoot for a Super Bowl this year?
That's true.
You know, are they not promising some success on the field, in other words? Are they promising success on the field? I'm not saying they're intimating that
they're
maybe...
They're not promising
it. I believe they are.
They're saying it.
I believe they're promising it. But they're not promising it.
You know what you're getting going in. It's like buying Spam. They can say it's the best processed meat or whatever, but you know what it is, and anybody who's buying
I think that the pitches of these teams always rotates around a central theme. Watch as we go for the championship. Watch as we are building toward another run, and we're going to make improvements with the team, and we're going out and we're going to do our best. And I think they're promising success on some level.
Claiming, not promising.
Well, they're not. What are you saying? Like a promise
a promise that would be like a guarantee. I mean, they can't. They're not. Saying
no, they can't guarantee
we're going to win these.
Absolutely.
Although the Lightning actually did, they didn't make a written guarantee, but they said I don't follow the Lightning, but I guess they got a new coach or something, and he's been there and he's going to take us back. He knows the way, and that's what we're going to do.
But that's a lot of crap too, because that's what they all say. You know, we're getting Eddie Farnsworth. And he was with the world champion assholes in Portland, and he can do the same thing for us. And so you sort of get the message is, watch as we really, you know, go for the gold. It's all a lot of smoke and mirrors. I know what your point is. It's a good point.
If you go to see a team that stinks, you know that they stink, and you're going there to be, it's an event that you're going there to drink beer and whatever.
No, but nobody on that ball club is telling you they stink.
You are going to.
But nobody on the ball club is telling you they stink. The ball club is pitching this as a real chance for exciting NFL football and the possibility of a Super Bowl. The ball club is saying that. And they're, although, you know, you made a good point with the advertising. Okay, you win. I got to go. You win. No, you didn't really win, but the advertising, it's different. Advertising. Hi, my name's Joe Blow. Yeah, and I own the L.A. Bugle. Great. I'd like to put an ad in your newspaper advertising the Phil Henry Show. Okay. What's your circulation? 200,000 daily and, you know, 500,000 on the weekend. All righty. Then sign me up. That's all. Really, that's all that the guy is telling me. Your ad can potentially be seen by 500,000 people in the weekend, 200,000 advertising your show. I don't think he's promising me anything. He's not guaranteeing, Mr. Henry, you'll have millions of listeners as a result of placing an ad in a newspaper. But the sports teams do it all the time. They do it all the time. They do it every year. We are going to, oh, baby, it's going to be fantastic. You watch what we're going to do. Now, you're going to tell me it's an entertainment product. Oh, baloney. Oh, so in other words, it's entertaining to watch my quarterback get his kisser pushed into the turf 58 times a game. Yeah, that's great. It's an exhibition of football, and it's an entertainment. No, it's not entertaining. It's not entertaining for my team to lose. I'm not entertained at all. So that argument goes right out the window. I go to that game every week waiting for my team to win. Win, baby. Just win, like the man said, right? And they don't do it. Somebody's yanking my chain. Well, you're just going to have faith that we're going to build a team. Oh, I'm going to have faith. Well, bless me, Father, for I have sinned. I got to have faith now is what I got to have. Well, okay. And remember, this is a business. This is just a business. No, no, it's not a business. Let me just clue you in on something, all right? You guys that own NFL teams, whoever you are and whatever you do, just stow it. You are operating in a venue, you are operating in an arena that perhaps few of you understand, and that is a sort of twilight world between legitimate hardcore business and the fantasy land of religion. You guys are straddling both worlds, whether you want to believe it or not, whether you can understand the concept or not. I'm not saying you're stupid men. Obviously, you're very intelligent. You put a whole lot of zeros together in your life. But I'm talking about something that goes beyond business. This goes beyond asking somebody to purchase a product because you make a good product. This is asking people to purchase a product even though you may not make a good product. You're asking me to have faith. You're asking me to put my money down for something that may or may not be a quality product. You're asking me to trust you. And not only are you asking me to trust you, you're giving me no guarantee at all. You're just saying, put your ass in that seat, and maybe if we feel like it, we'll give you a good team. If you want to know the number one complaint that I really had with the Rams the years that I followed them, I followed them my whole life, but I had season tickets during the 80s. I honestly resent a team using this as an excuse. Well, we just don't have the money. We're trying to hold costs down, so we can't afford the quality players that you would want. Well, what are you talking about? You're asking me for $35, $40, $45 a seat. You're not giving me a break. Are you honestly telling me, are you standing there, and with a straight face, you're telling me this, I want your $45 a seat, and in exchange, I am not going to field the best possible product. That's what you're telling me. You're holding down costs. You can't afford this guy. You can't afford that guy. You don't have enough money, and you don't have enough this and that. So what you're going to do is you're going to get your $50 a ticket, and you're telling me to my face, I am not going to go out and spend money for players. I'm going to give you a substandard product. And if you cross your fingers and you hold your breath and you go around three times and wish real hard, maybe we'll win a Super Bowl. I got the family size jar of Vaseline, and I got the, which size you wanted, I don't know, but here it is. I'll just go ahead and bend over now. Yeah, thank you. Okay, great. Give me a break. Oh, you mean you won't? Okay. Still 45 a ticket, huh? All right. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
I think in exchange for all of the joy and happiness that celebrities do have, and they're entitled to it because they're very successful, I think that they should be fined by a court of law if any picture is taken of them where they're smiling or going, with their mouth open and a glass of champagne, any picture where they look like they're really having a good time, they should be fined by a court of law, no less than six figures. Because you know how we all feel. Our life sucks, and our day was a long day, and we lost our job. Our wife's leaving. The kids, serious drug problems. And then you open up, like, Us Magazine, and there's Katie Couric with a cell phone jammed in her ear, and she's all just, ooh. as she's going down some balustrade-strewn steps into a marbled hallway, and it's all just so boring. And I don't mean the woman any malice, because I know that she's a fine lady. I just don't want to see her having a good time. I don't want to have to see that. In other words, only stories about colon cancer and family death do I want to hear, and then I want to watch her on the Today Show, and then she can have all the happiness she wants. Just don't tell me. But sir, what's wrong with that? Okay, here's Steve on the Phil Henry Show. Steve?
Yeah.
Hi.
Hey, how you doing, Phil?
Good, sir. Thank you.
Aren't you kind of a hypocrite here talking about the NFL deal and about buying the ticket, have faith in the NFL, buy the ticket, go see the game? Aren't you doing the same with your website?
No, because I guarantee that I deliver the product, and I do.
But when you first came out with the website, you're like, I promise you guys, it's not up to speed right now, but it will be. Just give me some time, I promise you.
And I did, and I came through. I came through with it. Yeah.
Otherwise,
guess what? You get your money back.
In your eyes, you did.
No, you get your money back.
Well, where does it say that at? You don't see. You don't.
In the fine print in the website.
In the fine print. It's always
yeah.
The fine print, though.
Well, you gotta get glasses, man.
And how long does it take to get the money back? Take a year to get the money back?
No, I'll mail it back. What do you mean up to speed? Oh, wait a second. What exactly wasn't? What did I say? It wasn't up to speed. You're dreaming.
Well,
I never said that.
Yeah. Well, you didn't say those exact words a while ago when you first got your website up. You're like, it's not up to par, but we're going to have a bunch of cool stuff coming up, yada-da-da-da.
I was speaking aesthetically that it didn't have everything that I wanted it on there, but you were getting the live streaming, and you were getting the archives, you were getting the audio archives, and there were other things that we're throwing in, like our webcast, and we've got tons of stuff that's coming, always. And we got new audio that we add every day.
Okay, but...
I deliver, man. I do.
You deliver on the radio, yeah, but I just don't
deliver
the website because
my website.
I don't want to have faith in you to pay that $9 to find out.
It ain't $9, brother. If you're paying $9, somebody is hosing you, man. It's only $6.95.
Well, $6.95, $9. You know, it's all.
Are you a member of the thing? Are you? Do you have a backstage pass?
No, I sure don't. You want
well,
to get one?
What are you talking about, man?
Or do you want me to have faith in you to get one,
dude? All you got to do is go to the website. Get your credit card over there. Get one. You can see the audio without paying, but you just can't hear it. Is that what you want? Phil and Mavis talking about, you know, roller skates. Gee, that looks like it's pretty funny. Or you can get the $6.95 website. You put the credit card down, man. We give you a username and your password, and boom. You access that, and you don't even have to keep entering your password in. That's the cool thing. Once you enter it in, it's entered in, and every time you log on, your audio is there for the taking. And every single day, we are adding new audio. Not only are we live streaming the show and it's on demand, not only do we have our 30-day archive, but every single day we're adding some of the really cool phone calls and some of the funny bits from the previous day's show. And let me tell you what, I mean, you know, you don't have to believe me, but our show and the stuff we got on our site, it's as funny if not funnier than anything anybody's doing on the radio. I don't care who you want to mention. So, you know, although that crack I made about Katie Couric, probably I didn't need to say that. But I just don't like seeing her happy. I don't mind her being happy. I don't want to have to see it.